Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. We are scheduled to speak. Hopefully, we get Mayor Ernie Triano on here in a moment because, as I said, this Attorney General, the previous Attorney General, was the one that put all this into play. You know the deal in Jersey. Cops are racist. They can't bust people for marijuana who are black or Latino who are adults, so they're going to bust kids who are black or Latino who are underage. And we know what's happened across all racial groups because of that. Well, and I was just maintaining, I think, Gloucester Township, there is that element again. Cops are hamstrung in New Jersey. So what does the Attorney General say when he's on the boardwalk in Seaside Heights? He says, nonsense. Wildwood did not have enough cops. That's what it's about. There's nothing stopping cops from enforcing the law in New Jersey. Now, again, this guy is a stone-cold progressive. That's how you get to be Attorney General of New Jersey under the Murphys. This is not only a lie, it's insulting to see this play out. Based upon everything that we know about this, cops are risking a tremendous amount if they step in and use their authority before trouble starts, move them on, do various things. They're walking on eggshells at best. And we've seen it play out. So how does a guy go on the boardwalk there to be weighing things to see if you're not being cheated when you play skee ball or something and tell us that? Well, of course, that's what he's going to say. They believe it's fine because they hate the cops. That's why. They want the cops restricted as much as humanly possible. That's exactly what it's about. And I think what happened in Gloucester Township, right across the street from the police department, where you see this sort of rioting and people running bicycles into cops, is due to the fact that you have a sense not a whole lot's going to happen to you. Cops' authority is down. That's not attacking the cops. It's supporting the cops. Supporting them and making the case that the legislature has to change this. All right, here's the man of the hour as always, the mayor of Wildwood, Mayor Ernie Triano Jr. Hey, Mayor Ernie, welcome in. I know you're busy today, but thank you for taking time out. So after all that you were through, Ernie, when you see this guy on the boardwalk say, well, you just didn't have enough cops, what's your reaction?
Then give me cops. I'll take all the cops you can get me. We budgeted for 30. We have 9 coming. That's all we can get. It's all we can find. So that next comment, I think our police chief, if you saw his letter
yes.
to the public, was, I think, spot on I don't think anything else needs to be said. I would say, you know, if you want to make a statement, that's fine. I have no problem with someone making a statement, but let it be an educated one. Make sure you come down here, see the situation, look at the videos we sent you, and take a look at Gloucester. What happened in Gloucester this past weekend?
Wait a minute, Ernie, slow down on that. I just had a back and forth with someone there in Gloucester Township, and I said the same thing. This happened right across the street from the police station. I'm not downing the cops. I'm saying I think they're slower to move in and break things up because they're afraid of what they're going to be accused of.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. The police, I knew our police force and those who came down and helped us and our neighboring communities, they're excellent. They do an excellent job maintaining crowds in excess of 200,000, 300,000 people. Is what they have to do. And then when you have these teenagers who have been empowered with the ability to say, hey, police officer, go bip, 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 and it never ends. The conversations are, you know, I would love to tape some of these kids and then show their parents and say, do you talk to your parents this way? Do you talk to your police department when you're at home this way? If you do, let me make a real big assumption here and a real bold statement, say, you're not welcome. Stay the hell home.
Now, Ernie, let me take you back. You said you budgeted for 30. We've talked about that with you. That's legit. Yet you only have 9. Last time you were on, you talked about the other thing. People are reluctant to be cops, no matter what you do, because of what they're going to face, particularly in New Jersey.
That's exactly true. I mean, look at state police. They're looking for help. Every department's looking for help. We can't all be wrong. And we'd be happy to sit down in a round table forum and converse with the attorney general, converse with the governor. The governor's called me on a couple occasions. I expressed my concerns. I just had his field liaison call me today. They're going to try to help us, and I'm grateful for that. At this point, this is not about it's about politics. It's not nothing about that. It's about making sure that when people come here, they have a good time and they're safe. And I can assure everybody, Wildwood is an extremely safe community. I'll walk my family up and down that boardwalk any time of day or night. It just gets a little rough on the weekends when some of these kids come in, and that should be going. Let's see, we had 12 state police that came in to help us this weekend. The boardwalk was extremely quiet. We have senior weeks coming up, and we have proms. So if there's any problems, it's with that and nothing else. So
Ernie, let me ask you, in these conversations, and I'm glad you got extra help, Do they still insist that I've seen when they're out there in public that they changed the law and that police are no longer hamstrung? But I don't see any change in these directives at all. The police know they don't want to go before a judge and be violative of any of this stuff.
I think what was changed was some of the fines that are levied against the police. So, I would just love the opportunity to sit down. I don't want to be confrontational.
Right.
I got a problem. Let's resolve the problem. Let's fix the problem instead of worrying about, you know, who struck who. Let's sit down. Let's, you know, have a concerted effort to say, hey, look, these are our problems. How do we address them? How do we correct them? And that's more productive than everybody pointing fingers saying he said, she said, you said, we said. Let's have a forum.
Absolutely. You know? Well, Ernie, we will be seeing you on the 21st. Hope that you can make it over a couple blocks from your house at Mulligan's.
Yes,
we're going to honor you because we're glad of your leadership, et cetera, during this. And I think you did exactly the right thing, even though people thought it was an overreaction. How could it be an overreaction? You had 321 calls or something.
Can I tell you something? The only people who say it was an overreaction are those looking for an argument. We're not looking for an argument. We're looking for safety. That's our main goal. And listen, I'm the mayor of the city of Wildwood, and I wear that with all the pride in the world. I'm nothing without the leadership of the police department, fire department, public works, the two commissioners, Steve Mikulski and Krista McConnell. They're the people who make Wildwood look good. This is not one person. This is a team effort, and everybody's really stepped up and done, in my opinion, an outstanding job. And to be perfectly honest with you, if it ever happens again, I have zero qualms of instituting a state of emergency. Zero.
I hear you, Ernie. Exactly right. We'll see you soon, Ernie. Thank you very much.
All right, sir. Thank you. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.